Hard work and togetherness. I think it's been a difficult weekend, but the lads show tonight that they're fully committed to this football club and fully committed to myself and my staff as well. We did so well as a team tonight. I must say, first and foremost, for me, Coventry, an outstanding team, and 11v11 might have been a different story, but credit to Coventry. I just looked at the fixtures there. We don't go there till February, so I'm delighted with that because I think again they'll be a top six team. But we've won the game. I think that was the bottom line tonight. It was getting 3 points on board. And the positivity of that is that's three home wins on the spin, which is there's been a little bit of doom and gloom around the place and the town over the weekend, and you have to try and spin that round and realise that we've won those last three football matches at Glanford Park. I've challenged the lads to can we make it four on Saturday?
Justifiable doom and gloom to some extent, given what happened at the weekend?
Yeah, I've spoke about that, and I'm very honest with my interviews, as I always am. I don't shirk and hide away from anything. So, yeah, I would say the last half hour at the weekend was disappointing. The first hour was pretty good, so it's going to be like that in League One. It's going to be very, very difficult. I think you know yourself. I think George realises that the step up for me, certainly the games we've been involved in, is quite big. You look at Coventry tonight, they've got some good quality players. You look at O'Brien and Fleck, the Championship players playing in League One, and it's we have to max out in every single game to pick up points. That's how it's going to be, certainly at the moment with so many injuries. We've got to make sure we max out in every game. We've done that tonight, scored two fantastic goals. The front two have scored as well. Lyle's got his first goal for the club, so lots and lots to be positive about.
I'll talk to you about those two goals in a second. Let's start with their goal first of all. What's your view on how that's come about?
You're disappointed because we spoke to the lads before the game about playing on the front foot, certainly at home, and getting the crowd behind us. We did that. Thought we dominated the first period of the game, and they've scored with their first attack. But again, looking back on the goal, it's an exquisite pass that you don't see in League Two. It's an exquisite first touch and a great finish as well. So that's what we're up against in League One. It's difficult. It was really disappointing, but I thought, to be fair, that the fans stuck with us tonight. I think they realised the endeavour that the lads were putting in out there, and managed to get herself back in the game. A terrific finish from Paddy. Must say about Paddy as well, that the fact that he's a leader, Paddy. He's pulled the lads together over this weekend, and I think he sets the tone of how we play. He's non-stop runner. I would have hated to play against him as a centre-back. And he's getting his reward for his hard work, but his teamwork after that, after his goal, and his desire to run about for this football club is amazing.
And how pleasing to get the reward from Lyle Taylor, having made the decision to put him in there.
Yeah, Lyle's got ability. I worked with Lyle at Bournemouth. That's why I brought him to the football club. It's not quite am for him the first few games, but I said to him, you've got to stick at it. It's a long season. When you get the opportunity, you've got to take it. And he certainly did that. And it was actually a great cross from Paddy as well. So he's adding both goals as Paddy tonight. But as it's gone wide, just watched it back there, he shows fantastic desire to get it between the sticks, and that's so important as a striker. George will know better than me. And he's done that. He's got between the sticks, and it's a fantastic header and deservedly won the game.
What's your view of the sending off? What's it for?
Yeah, just had a look back on it now, and he's headbutted Lyle twice. There's contact there. You can't do that, Mike. You just can't do that on a football pitch. So it wasn't just once, it was twice. I didn't see it at the time myself, but just watched it back on the DVD, and I thought the referee got it spot on.
Does this take the pressure off you a little bit, this result?
Yeah, I hope so. It's like I said before, it's not just about me. It's about us as a football club trying to move forward. I think we have to remember that it's only a few months ago since we got promoted. It has to be done in small steps. Everybody's talking about Championship football, but hopefully people are realising now how difficult League One is going to be. Every team we've played this season is a good outfit, and it's going to be a tough, tough season. So we've got injuries on top of that. The squad's thin and bare at the moment, but the players that I'm putting out there at the moment are giving their all.
Talk about injuries. Have you picked any up tonight?
I hope not. I've not checked with the physio yet, but hopefully not.
So where are you at with the others? I'm thinking Eddie Nolan and Neil Bishop. Could you have them back for this weekend?
Yeah, there's a good chance that those two hopefully will train either Thursday or Friday, which will be a massive positive because we need a little bit more strength in depth and they're both quality players.
Anyone else? I suppose all the others are longer term, aren't they? Dion Burton, would he have a chance for the weekend?
No. Dion's got another injection actually next Monday. So it's a second injection, sugar-based injection. And then we're hoping that he's going to be a couple of weeks, but you know, he has to get up to speed as well. That's the difficulty when you spend a time out. It's not just healing the injury, it's then you know, getting back on the training ground, getting up to speed to play in a very, very competitive league.
Final one. You asked for a response from the fans tonight. You asked them to get behind you. What did you make of the support tonight?
I thought the support was outstanding because, again, we've gone 1-0 down at home, and they could have turned the other way and turned against the team. They didn't. They got right behind us. I think they get a bit frustrated at times at 2-1, but we're trying to keep the ball. We're trying to penetrate, obviously, and get the third goal, but it was so important against Coventry to keep the ball off them, because they showed, even with 10, that they're a quality outfit. But I think the bottom line tonight is he's getting the 3 points, bringing the positivity back within the group, moving on to Saturday, which again is going to be another tough game. But we're at home, and I've challenged the players, can we win four on the spin?